This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. G7 foreign ministers concluded their first in-person talks in more than 2 years Wednesday, hitting out at China for human rights abuses and a crackdown on pro-democracy figures and voicing concern about Russian aggression. Group of seven countries are looking for a, quote, constructive, calibrated approach, end quote, to China, British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said Wednesday. Raab told reporters they're looking to engage, quote, where there's scope to do so on things like climate change and being very clear on the values we hold dear, end quote. The Club of the World's Leading Economies also called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals who they said had been imprisoned arbitrarily in a wide-ranging final communique after 3 days of meetings in London. India's foreign minister in Britain for G7 meetings said Wednesday he would hold his talks virtually after being exposed to possible coronavirus cases. The foreign ministers of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States just wrapped up 3 days of talks in London ahead of a G7 leaders summit next month in Cornwall in southern England. As COVID-19 infections and deaths continue to rise with alarming speed in India and no end in sight to the crisis, a top expert warns the coming weeks in the country of nearly 1.4 billion people will be horrible. India's top health official, Rajesh Bhushan, refused to speculate last month as to why authorities weren't better prepared. Serbia's president said Wednesday his country would pay each citizen who gets a COVID shot before the end of May in what could be the world's first cash-for-shot plan. The Balkans country bought millions of doses from Western firms as well as China and Russia and briefly became a regional vaccine hub when it offered foreigners the chance to be inoculated. This is